we are moving four of the bills on today's agenda, rescheduling for public hearing tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
8:10.
The only bill that we will be working on this morning in work session is House Bill 2332, House Bill 2174, House Bill 2177, House Bill 3053, and H.C.R. 12 moved to tomorrow morning. With that, we're going to open a work session on House Bill 2332 and invite Annette Talbot and Scott Askin to come and explain to us the amendments we have before us.
Mr. Chair, good morning. Annette Talbot, Legislative Coordinator for the Employment Department. I believe the Community Administrator has distributed the A3 amendments for your review. The A3 amendments are the result of a collaborative effort with the Nurseman Association to find some way that we can address some of the concerns that they have about ensuring that the workers that they receive that are referred from the Employment Department are legally authorized to work in this country. You can see from the language in Section 1 that that we would work as a pilot program for 2 years to look at every referral that we make to see if the person who declares themselves to be a non-citizen is legally authorized to work. We ask every applicant for employment services whether they're a citizen or are legally authorized to work. And in this way, what we would do is verify that people declare that they're not a citizen, that they are legally authorized to work, that their employment document is still current. This would be a pilot program. We have about 30% of our job orders are what we call self-referral, Mr. Chair. That means that they go out on the Internet or find them on our kiosks or in our offices, and they go directly to the employer without any screening by the department. Those would continue to happen as they do now. The employer has that option to select whether they want the job order to be filled through self-referral or for us to do some screening. So once they make the choice that we do screening, we will, in fact, do the verification for the non-citizens. Mr. Chair, in addition, right now we do the same process for unemployment insurance claimants, and about 80% of them are cleared very quickly through the IMS SAVE system. About 20% of them require some secondary verification with the document that we actually have to send back to INS. So just so it's clear for the record, and I believe Mr. Askin will agree with this, is that for those 20%, so that we don't slow down the referral process and that the employee and the employer can get to work on seeing if they want to work together, we will provide the employer with a notification that we have not finished the verification for that person, so that the verification is pending. They will at least know that, and then as soon as we get a verification, we will forward that on to the employer if they're still interested in that applicant. We are still reviewing with the Federal Department of Labor to make sure that we can do this the way that we envision it, and that's why you see the language extent allowed under federal law. So those are the only things that we wanted to indicate for the record so it was clear to the committee what the pilot program would entail. And we are still working out the fiscal. We estimate that this will require us to do about 22,000 additional checks. At this point, we are working out whether that's best done through the field offices or the central offices. But at a minimum, it would be about one FTE. My understanding from the director is that we're willing to just absorb those costs, or if we can get additional federal dollars to do the pilot program, we will apply for those.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Scott Ashcombe with the Oregon Association of Nurserymen. Thank you very much for working with the association and the employment department to arrive at an agreement that this good piece of legislation is needed. And we are in agreement with everything Ms. Talbot has said, and would support this bill as amended with the A3 amendments and urge your I vote. Thank you very much.
Questions?
Mr. Chair, for either one of you, do we have any kind of permission from the federal government to implement this pilot program?
Mr. Chair, Senator Tarnow, we have been in contact with the Department of Labor, the regional office, over the last couple months about this. We have preliminary indication that we can In fact, treat employment service applicants similarly to unemployment insurance claimants by doing these non-citizen checks. So our preliminary indication is, in fact, that we can do that, but before we implement the pilot project starting January 1, 2000, we'll get something in writing for them. But we don't believe that we need permission, so to speak, but we do want to make it sure that they don't believe that we're in some way violating either the Wagner-Kaiser Act or any other federal applicable law. So.
Mr. Chair, follow up for me.
Yes.
We, as part of your pilot project, will you be able to put together some type of a fiscal analysis as to what the impact is going to be to state government mandated by the federal government on this thing?
Mr. Chair, Senator Tarno, I'm not sure to the extent that I understand your question that there is no mandate here. This is something the state is engaging in to assist employers.
Ms. Cheney, I didn't make myself very clear. There's a federal requirement. The federal H program is called, is that right?
H grid program, Senator Tarno, is that
right? Right. And when I read this thing, it says, well, if we report $8,000 in cost on our 45 workers. To me, it's a federal mandate.
Mr. Chair, Senator Tarno, one of the problems that the Employment Department has with addressing this is that many of the programs that we administer are federal statutory programs that we can't change the rules on. So it has been a concern of both, I think, employers, labor, and the department that a lot of the issues that are raised in the hearings around this bill and others are federal problems that we can't address. However, we can provide suggestions to the federal government. Even over the weekend, there was an article in the Oregonian about there are still efforts at the federal level to perhaps do another legalization bill so that a lot of workers that are here would be able to apply for legal status. So there's a lot of federal work that's going on to address some problems, but we also think we can do some things at the state level while they're working out the details of those.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Scott Ashkin with the Oregon Association of Fishermen. Senator Tarno, to the extent that the task force will be in place for a year, and to the extent that the task force has the ability to look into the question of whether or not a federal mandate incurs a cost to the state of Oregon, certainly the task force can look into that question and report back to you and the legislature as to any costs incurred by the state of Oregon by implementing these federal programs.
Very appropriate, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Further questions?
We're in work session.
Mr. Chair, I move the -83 amendments to House Bill 2332.
Senator Tarno has moved the -83 amendments to House Bill 2332. Further discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2332 as amended. The floor is due pass recommendation.
Senator Tarno has moved House Bill 2332 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, yes. I assume that this bill will go to Ways and Means. Pretty hefty fiscal. Even the minimal, even if we don't get the waivers, which now they're telling us we probably don't need, it goes to a task force, which is over $2,000.
I understood that they agreed that they would absorb the cost.
Mr. Chair?
I want to have another look at their budget if they can absorb.
Okay, we're not, as I understand,
$513,000.
Mr. Chair, thank you for asking that question. I wanted to be clear that what we would be absorbing would be the cost of doing the verifications. The task force, I believe, would still be funded through the legislative branch. I didn't understand that to be something that the Employment Department would be funding. And Senator, this is absolutely right. I don't believe that the director has agreed to finance that.
For the $452,935 you're offering to absorb?
No, Senator Duke, the fiscal now for this proposal, just to verify non-citizens throughout the state, we believe is approximately one FTE, and we're also finding out still about what the cost it would be to provide additional links to the INS computer. So we are down from that 5 FTE to 1 FTE, what we believe, which may be spread out about among different field offices. So at this point in time, we would try to apply to the federal government for new law money, which they indicated very recently that we might be able to get. So we would have to come back for additional expenditure authorization. I don't know the cost of financing the task force, where that was anticipated, but I didn't think it was from the department.
Yeah, but if you don't get the federal funds, the mandate is still there that you do this.
It would be for one 2-year period, yes, in fact. But the director is sensitive to the needs and the problems that have been expressed by employers and is willing to try to shift internally resources for that one position.
Yeah, and our rule is anything over 50,000 goes away from me.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair? Yes. This issue that sits in the House, this funding issue?
Mr. Chair, Senator Turner, yes, the issue of funding was raised in the House and it was discussed thoroughly. The bill that was introduced in the House was significantly different than the bill that you have before you. I believe that the fiscal impact statement that has been discussed refers to the A2 draft and not the A3 draft.
We're still going to have a person in it that they may or may not be able to absorb, so it's still going to have a fiscal of over $100,000. I mean, unlike the rest of the world, we don't do minimum wage jobs.
Not even for illegals. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I don't know how the legislature this session has taken a look at when the legislative administrative staff are supposed to staff interim task force, so that was not something that I think that we discussed on the House side about the legislative administration staff and the task force. So I'm not sure I can help you there. I know, you're talking about the FTE.
The task force is another piece of it. I'm talking about this.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, fiscal is obviously very behind. This was not a priority that when they got the amendments, they were able to issue us a fiscal from, you know, yesterday to today. M procedure is anything over 50,000, the desk automatically puts it to Ways and Means, whether or not that's, unless it's brought to the Senate President to rescind that, you know, that rule. So once we get the current fiscal on the A3, we'll know immediately if
it's still
going to
be
over 50. Well, Mr. Chair, the Senate Minister has indicated that there's a current fiscal recommended 57,000.
That's just the task force part.
It's the task force.
Not the pilot program portion that the department will be looking at, which is getting reduced from this 452, which is signing up 5 FTEs. This will be shifted down to 1 FTE. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the changes from the A3s.
Mr. Chair, if I might suggest that we would certainly be glad to work with the committee between now and when the bill gets dropped and if you want to then allow the Senate President to make that referral. I'm not sure what the best approach is, but we certainly be willing to do that.
Mr. Chairman, I'm wondering how it would be if I amended my motion to make it without recommendation based on based on a clearer understanding of the funding issue. I don't know. I think
why don't we put the referral on it and then they can make the decision whether it would go to the floor or to Ways and Means.
Yeah.
So if you would amend your motion to refer to Ways and Means, whether it be passed.
Sure, I'll just withdraw my initial motion and move that we pass House Bill 2332 as amended to Ways and Means with a recommendation for funding.
Further discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Aye.
I received the necessary majority. House Bill 2332 is moved away as means for the recommendation for funding.
So close.
Yes. And we,
close.
Yeah, we will be coming back in at 3 o'clock today.
Yes.
At 3 o'clock today. Do I recess or?
No, we have that posted separately.
Have that posted separately.
It's a different agenda.
Different agenda. With that, we will close the committee on public affairs, and we'll see you at 3 o'clock today.